David Morris is vice president at GCI. He says the deal has been in the works for about a year.
This is all positioning for the way the industry is trending anyway in terms of the technology and the way people access information.
Few doubt that. The Pew Research Center's Project for Excellence in Journalism reports that advertising revenue for local TV stations declined in 2011, but ad revenue on mobile devices like iPads and Kindles spiked 23% that year. Companies want to advertise where the viewers and readers are, and more, that's on mobile devices. Morris says the company will continue to focus on the telecom side of the business for now, though the company expects to move further into the TV market in the future.
There will be other affiliates and other stations that might be thinking about working a deal. We've certainly seen that when we got into the cable business back in 1996, as soon as we made the acquisition. There were a number of smaller cable companies that was interested in acquisitions.
Morris would not say whether GCI initiated the purchases, nor would he say whether there would be layoffs at the stations. The company is bringing in former KTUU news director John Tracy to oversee the transition in the newsrooms. Brian Stelter is a media reporter for the New York Times. He says there's a national trend of media consolidation at the local level.
We've seen across the country groups of stations being bought up by owners, which over time limits the number of voices in a market. This has been going on for years, and it's worrisome to media watchdog groups who say that they like more independence on the airwaves.
Also worrisome to some, Stelter says, is what it means for ad rates.
Anytime we see a company buying up more stations, trying to consolidate its business, it brings up questions about whether they're trying to have preferential advertising rates, whether they're trying to make it easier and better for businesses to work with them as opposed to their competitors.
GCI's David Morris says the company would not receive preferential treatment on the stations it will soon own. Stelter says GCI's jump into TV is certainly a smart business move. People still rely on television for local news.
Increasingly, though, they're going to be getting more of their news from the internet and from mobile devices. And GCI has arms in all of those areas. You could imagine a future where these local television stations are streamed to mobile phones that are also provided by GCI.
And that, Stelter says, could be a model for other telecom companies and markets across the country. In Washington, I'm Peter Granitz.